It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. In July, I hiked Chipaquin Peak with my family. Its Salish name, Shining Peak, is fitting as the highest point in the Nine Mile Ranger District, just outside of Missoula, Montana. The trail starts already high. It's 6,200 feet. It climbs steadily through high elevation spruce and subalpine fir to the final challenging pitch, a talus field with massive boulders. Here above the tree line, the wind hits us. As we scramble up the mountainside, we pull out all the clothing layers we bothered to pack. At the summit, the 360-degree panorama is supposed to be breathtaking, but I barely remember it. Once we were exposed at 7,996 feet, the wind that day was unbearable. The summer sun's warmth was blown away by a wind chill that left my hands clenched in fists. We took refuge behind a stone wall stacked by hikers before us. Wind has a way of blowing in and cutting short an adventure. It can ruin a picnic, it can wreak havoc on the best laid plans. At its worst, it can be dangerous and even deadly. But it also creates the breeze that shakes the leaves of quaking aspen. It carries the seeds of black cottonwood and the wings of red-tailed hawks to new destinations. So, what causes wind, and what makes it so wild? Wind is, simply, moving air or other gases relative to the Earth's surface. The Earth is not flat or smooth. It is covered in the textures of land and water. Earth is also constantly spinning on its axis, with half of the planet lit by the sun, while the other half lies in darkness. The sun heats the Earth in different places at different times, creating a patchwork of temperatures across the surface. Mountains, oceans, lakes, trees, and even the cities we built affect how the Earth heats and cools with respect to the sun. When the sun warms a place on Earth, the air in that spot heats up, and the atmosphere heats up too. The atoms and molecules in the atmosphere begin to move faster and faster. They spread out and rise. When the warm air rises, it leaves behind an area of low pressure. On the other hand, the molecules in cool air are more tightly packed together and will sink downward, creating force and causing high pressure. Air naturally flows from areas of high pressure to areas of low pressure. The air from the cooler, high pressure area will flow to the space left by the warmer, low pressure area. The bigger the pressure difference and the greater the temperature difference between these zones, the faster the air will move. We experience that moving air as wind. So why is it so windy on top of a mountain like Chipaquin? One reason is that when we climb above the tree line, there are no trees or buildings and even fewer mountains to slow and restrict the force of the wind. Surrounded by unimpeded air, we're more likely to experience high winds. After a few quick windblown photos on top of Chipaquin, we made our escape, grateful to feel the wind speed dissipate as we dropped back down to the tree line. Descending into the shelter of the tree line trail, we packed away our windbreakers, and the gusts from the summit were all but forgotten. The breeze in the forest was gentle and kind. Today's field note was written in the Field Notes Writing Workshop at the Montana Natural History Center. This is Lisa Bickel for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 406-327-0405 or visit our website at montananaturalist.org.